We're out of the studio and into the parking lot of NPR on Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, D.C. now to talk about a new sport that comes to us from the rolling hills of Ireland to the rolling hills of Ireland, West Virginia. Irish road bowling has been played for about 350 years on rural country roads in Ireland. The game is played with an iron ball. A contestant takes a running start and then hurls the ball down a 1 to 2 mile country road. Whoever gets the ball to the finish line in the fewest shots wins the game. David Powell has organized the West Virginia Irish Road Bowling Association. And I think you're undoubtedly the first guest we've welcomed to our parking lot. Thanks very much for being with us.
It's my pleasure, Scott.
So this isn't exactly a long country road, but this parking lot will have to do.
It's enough room for us to get a throw or two and let you see how the game is played.
You brought a game ball or two along with you. They looked like, in fact, small cannonballs.
Right. The game had military origins. It started among Irish troops, and they've played it in military campaigns all over the world. And we found out that Irish troops in West Virginia played this during the Civil War. So we're really reviving a sport that's been played in West Virginia 140 years ago.
So you hurl the ball and run after it, hurl the ball and run after it?
Well, you don't have to run. You just hurl the ball, and it's like golf. You take your shot, and then you walk up to the next shot. Mm-hmm. And you just go down a mile to 2 mile road with the fewest number of shots to the finish line.
Mm-hmm. Overhanded or underhanded?
Underhanded. Overhanded, you'd probably take out your shoulder or your rotator cuff.
Steroids been a problem recently?
No, but we do have some big, strong guys up in West Virginia that can throw this a very long way.
What's a very long way? What's a really good toss?
The record toss, and I got to say it was a downhill toss, but the longest throw in West Virginia has been 422 yards. A typical throw would be 150, perhaps 200 yards would be a good shot.
You're not talking about in the air, but in the air and then ka-thunk, ka-thunk
along the ground. Right. It might go 20 yards in the air, but a good throw will have a tremendous amount of topspin, and it catches the road, and it's very important to see exactly what line you want to follow in the road. People are shocked how well they can throw the thing.
Do you have any idea, Mr. Powell, how many people play this sport around the world or in the country?
In Cork County, Cork, in Southern Ireland, they have crowds up to 20,000 spectators for big matches. And in County Armagh in the north, it's similarly popular. It's a game pretty much confined to the northern and the southern parts of Ireland, and they have All-Ireland championships once a year. The two regions have a tremendous generations-old competition between each other.
Now, let me understand. Somebody stands ahead of you.
Yes, the thrower throws from a mark, and his teammates stand in the road to mark the line because the pitch and camber of the road are very important to how far the shot would go.
Okay, now we have our producer, Mr. Breslow, who's standing, I would say, about 50 feet ahead of us.
He's a very brave man.
And you hurl it between his legs?
Between his legs to mark the line in the road that would get optimum distance.
Do you miss a lot, Mr. Paul?
I miss quite a bit. I'm not one of the better bowlers.
Well, he can't hear us. He's 50 feet away, okay. So he'll find out in good time.
Yes, he will. We have the young men that can that are much better at this than I am.
Okay. Well, take a running start.
I will.
Peter, lie back and think of England.
That was terrific. That's wonderful. Can I try it?
Oh, Scott, we'd love for you to throw it.
Okay. And then take a running start.
Take a running start and throw your weight into it.
Does anybody look dignified when they're doing this?
No, no one
okay.
does.
All right, okay.
It's very wacky, but it does work.
Here goes.
Very nice throw.
Well, like all great producers, Mr. Breslow moved over to accommodate the talent so that it wound up going under his legs. Well, David Powell, who organized the West Virginia Irish Road Bowling Association, thanks very much for being with us.
My pleasure.